Okay, we're up to Simin. We are in the middle of Tav Chaf Beis. We're up to Dalet. We did yesterday Gimel. We're up to... No, we did Dalet. I'm sorry, we did Dalet. We are up to...
Hey.
Hey, correct. Can we... But do we do all the deer shoes? Let's just go right away to Hey. Okay, we'll jump to Hey. We'll come back. Everything happens. The room is in the parasha. In the Aliyah, we can't figure out all the Ramazim of the week. So today is this week's Chai Sara, and Shlishi is all about when Eliezer discovers Rivka, and the pasuk says V'ho'ish Mishta'ela Macharish Hahitzliach Hashem Darka Imlo. I'm sure there's two candidates. It exactly defines the two candidates. V'ho'ish Mishta'ela. They're in a state of... They're on edge. How do you translate Mishta'ela? Bewilderment. Ha'atzliach Hashem Da'arkai. Imlo. Were they successful? They're on shpilkis the whole day. Who is the ish? Who is the ish? They're both the ish. They're both... Okay, let's up to case. Tav Chaf Beis. If hey, im hivsik boy v'shah, afilu shog the ligmar kulay eino tzarch lachzol l'roish. The halach of a person is delays. This is nageya sing, right? Singing. I don't know if it's nageya because if you're singing, it's all part of the davening. But if a person has a delay, a person is reciting Hallel, and then in the middle of Hallel, he spaces out, or he begins to learn something with his eyes. He does not mafsik. Does he require to repeat the entire Hallel? A hefsik of silence. We discussed yesterday a hefsik of dibur, where you give someone shalom, or you do something, you go to Beis Hakisei, or you have a conversation, you get an aliyah. Those are hefsikim where you actually do something. But then there's a type of hefsik where you do nothing, you just don't do anything. So what is the halacha? So in afilu shok de ligmar kulay einay tzarich lachzor l'roish. A leniency, you do not need to repeat the entire hal. Let's give you the Mishnah Berurah, Chaf Dalet, Chaf Hey, Chaf Dalet. Let's say the place not clean. There was some dirt. There was some dirt in the place. And if you're not able, doesn't make a difference. The dirty diaper. Person saying halal at home for whatever reason. It's a dirty diaper, and then he has a delay. Can't continue until it's cleaned up. And in the meantime, he's not doing anything. It does not matter. He does not need to repeat the entire halal. This halacha in the Mishnah Berurah says it's true even when it's not Rosh Chodesh. Even on days when you say the entire halal, like in when it comes to Kriyashma, the person has a delay in the middle of Kriyashma, you are mechuyev to repeat the entire Kriyashma. That halach is not true when it comes to Hallel. Shani Hallel, the kol ikorei in ela midrabanan. It's only midr when it comes to a halacha that's midrabanan. If there is a delay in the sentence, you need not repeat the entire thing. What's wrong? Mishnah Berurah? Right here.
Thank you.
Page 568. But then the Mishnah Berurah says the Chumrah that on a day when you say the entire Hallel, if there is delay, you do indeed have to repeat the entire Hallel. 568. Let's see over here.
It's
a
wrong edition.
It's a wrong edition.
Yeah, gave him an old edition.
Oh. Okay, let's see number 12. Let's see over here some of the numbers. Number 27 is on the left side. Very interesting halacha that since halal is only the rabbanan, if you have a suffix, you can't go to work and you don't remember. Did I say halal today? You do not have to repeat the halal. Number 28. Now, what about this? What is called a delay? So some people are very quick with their lips. They can daven. There are people that can daven a whole shacharis in 18 minutes. So you ever go to those minyanim? There are people that can do it. They really can do it. There are people that it's a talent. It's a gift. to be able to say the words very, very quickly. I once told, commented to a certain person that I'll never daven this. I once in a while I had to go very early. So I went to a certain minyan, and I noticed a person who's recognized as being a Rosh Hashiva, and the whole minyan is about half an hour, and this person, every time I come to him, he comes late and he leaves early and he davens the whole thing. So
last in, first out.
So I'm not such a nice guy, so I once said Lashon Hara, and I said, what kind of guy is this? This is a Rosh Hashiva. This is a Rosh Hashiva. You daven the whole davening in 15 minutes, Shachas in 15 minutes. This is not the way a Rosh Hashiva should behave. So the person said to me, it was a woman I complained to. She said to me, you don't understand. I know this guy. He has 14 children. When you'll have 14 children, you'll learn how to daven Shacharis in 15 minutes. Don't judge him. When you have to help your wife with 14 children, it's a different story. Okay, it's a gift to be able to. I know people that they can daven in 18 minutes a better Shacharis than I can daven in an hour. They can say the words very quickly. They have a koyach, matzmin. So the Shiloh, he was say of a delay. Okay, he's saying halal. So you see, if you daven in halal and you mafsik, so what is called hefsik? If I can daven the whole halal in 3 minutes, so it, 3 minutes, if I space that in the middle of halal for 3 minutes, that's called a hefsik. If someone else takes 10 minutes to say the entire halal, so the hefsik for him is 10 minutes. How do you define the hefsik of kedei ligmar eskul? Do you define the hefsik based upon the average person? Go to flap, take a poll of how long it takes the average person to daven halal, or does it depend on the individual? And the individual himself, you have different days. Some days you're a little faster, some days you're a little slower. How do you make this evaluation of how long it takes to say halal? So basically, it says over here in this number, there is no formula. Number 28. The oifen l'shar says man shashol kosser amolel linyan hefsek b'kriyashma shemesham b'koyrei atzma. You judge the person himself. Don't look at other people. Look at every person as their own. It's a variable. Has their own zman. V'loy l'fi kriyas roi b'nei adam v'chayitza b'mishnah b'ruah shadin zeh shemesham b'koyrei atzma hu bein lahakam ben lachmer bein lekulu ben lechumra shokoyrei atzma derech klal koyrei mahar. Let's say sometimes the person is very quick, but today is a slow day. So the judge after today, judge after. So these technical halachas problems. Today he's a little slow. You follow the way you're davening today. Today, what's your speed today? How many words per minute? Speed reading. Can everybody do these speed reading things? How many words per minute? Well, they have these programs. There's a very interesting. Years ago, when the computers first came out, I once had this program where they put an article and it flashes. Instead of speeding, it flashes the words in front of you very, very quickly. So you can different speeds. It's fascinating technology. You can read much quicker like that. Could drive you crazy also. So therefore these are different opinions of how you make these evaluations. Okay, let us go further. If a person, the day when you say the entire halal, on a day when you say the entire halal and you feel a mastic in the middle, you should be machmir. You should repeat the entire halal, but don't make another bracha. Let's go to the next sif. Vav. Hakoyre halal lemafreya. Now we come to some very things which are negi halacha lemaisa. Not, well, you'll see what I mean when I say halacha lemaisa.
Excuse me, what page?
Number, page 568. Vav. Hakoyre halal lemafreya lo yatz. If you say halal backwards, if you read the perakim out of order, lo yatza. Next, toha. Let's say you make a mistake. You realize you skipped a couple of psukim. What should you do? Yachzor l'makom shetar. Return to the place where you made the mistake. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Vav. There are a lot of halachas that come out of this halacha. L'mafrei lo yatza. V'nafka b'gemara midrash said, how do you know this? How do you know that if you recite a halal backwards lo yatza from the pasuk mimizrach hashemesh ad mivaho, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, mulchulo l'shem Hashem. Did you ever see the sun go backwards? Did you ever see the sun never goes back? Never happened. Only in the movies. doesn't go backwards. But the son doesn't go backwards. Mela samuhulol shem Hashem. You have to go forwards. What? Chizkiyahu, very good. The time of Chizkiyahu, it went back 20 in notches. 22 notches? It went back. You're right. Very good. Okay, that's a nace. You're right. It's a good one. Stop. There it stopped. But by Chizkiyahu, it went backwards. It went backwards 22 notches. Is a machloikis in the midrash, but it really went backwards. It just lost. Okay, it's a good, very good point. I don't know the answer. But derech teva, ma Hashem eshalechis kaseder, mi mizruch marf kein ha-hilul tzorech liyos kaseder v'davka v'loy l'mafreya. Now, v'hayel l'mafreya l'choy ha-hainu davka b'seder psukim. So now, what is it called the lim mafreya? Let's say you recite an entire mizmar out of order. So perhaps you would argue that is okay. This requirement of going backwards only the psukim themselves. So that's the talk what he says. That in a chanami there is such a legitimate opinion that you can, if you read the paragraphs backwards, okay, the only violation of this rule is reading the psukim out of order. Even reading the chapters out of order is also a violation of halacha. Wow, now this is very interesting because the parashios of Hallel, the chapters in Hallel are next to each other. They're all consecutive in the Sefer Tehillim. Unlike Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra, many of the chapters are not consecutive. Some are, some not, especially on Shabbos. On Shabbos, and I'm really thinking about Shabbos, there's a smattering of taken here all over the place. And that's one of the very, it's also very, one of the major differences between the order. If you ever pay attention, take out a Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfard, Siddur, yeah. On Shabbos, the order, they're pretty much the same, but the order, besides the fact that we say, they are a few extra, Nusach Sfard has a few extra, we don't have a Nusach Ashkenaz, but even the ones that are the same, right? Right, but even the ones that are the same, the order is very different. The order is very different. So why are you allowed to do that? Because it's not consecutive. Those extra inserts that were put in on Shabbos are not consecutive. When it's not consecutive, over here the Mishnah is revealing to us a very interesting idea. It's not such a terrible thing to say the chapter is out of order. But when the chapters are consecutive chapters, then there's a much greater hakpada, a demand that you recite the chapters in order. It goes without saying the psukim, you can't say out of order. That's a given. The psukim have to be in order. But even the chapters. So there are two levels. If the chapters are not consecutive, then it appears it's not so terrible. But the Mishnah makes this point. Being that they're consecutive, you must put them in order. Does Derech Agav, when it comes to, I once leaned, and I made a mistake. It was a very, very long aliyah. And after the aliyah was over, and it was a pretty big crowd. You know, it wasn't like 10 people. It was like 50 people in the crowd. And the aliyah was over. Someone comes over to me and says, "You know, you made a mistake. You read this word; it's wrong." And he tells me that it's ma'akev. So I look at him like, "Okay, he's the only one. No one else made a difference." So I told him, "Go to the Rav." He went to the Rav, and the Rav basically said to him, just ignored him. Basically, it's too little, too late. You want to correct the Baal Korei, you got to correct him on the spot. Once already, you're not going to go back and read over the whole Aliyah. It was a big parasha. Forget about it. You're right. It was a mistake. You're not yoytza that word, whatever that means. So you're not whatever. But it's too little, too late. So then I started looking into the Inyan. So I told this story to someone. There was a lot more to the story, which I'm not going to tell you all the gory details. There was a little more to the story. So I started looking into the halachas, and someone told me, look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shartzion says, he said to me, why don't you just read that pasuk? Well, you have to go, what did he want? He wanted I should go back to the beginning of the Aliyah, and read the whole Aliyah again. Tichon the Tziburah. The Tzibur really didn't make a difference to them. No, so the next Aliyah. The guy gets next Aliyah. So someone said to me, so what's the big deal? Just read that pasuk again. So that's terrible. Why not?
It's out of order.
Exactly. So it's out of order. So what's so terrible? So the truth is the Shart Tzion. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this. So he says, you're right. Technically speaking, there's nothing. If you make a mistake, it's an incredible chiddush. You make a mistake, there's technically nothing wrong with you just going to that pasuk. They lay the whole parsha, right? The whole long parsha. Last week was a long parsha. Parashas Vayera. Someone says you made a mistake in the first pasuk. So technically speaking, you can just lay that one pasuk and skip to the very end. But the Shaar HaTzion says, even though technically there's nothing wrong, don't do it. Because it looks strange, and the people are going to get confused. So the bottom line is, you don't do it. But
you don't do anything.
You don't. Well, that the answer to that question, that particular case, depends on the tzibur. The tzibur doesn't mind going back, so you should go back. If the tzibur is, if it's tichud the tzibur, then forget about it. It's done. It's done. But is there such an idea, a solution of just going back, reading one pasuk, getting out of order? So here we're dealing with Hallel, so it's clear as day when it comes to Hallel, l'mafreya lo yatsa. And we learn from the pasuk, mimizrach Hashemesh ad mevo'o, mohulo l'shem Hashem. The entire source comes from the pasuk of mimizrach Hashem ad mevo'o, mohulo, Hallel. But Talmud Torah, l'chayri, there's no halacha. That's clearly what the Mishnah Berurah there says. There's no halacha of keseder, of going in proper order. In fact, we have halacha in muktam u'chaba Torah. And that's really only true when it comes to parashios. But there's technically nothing wrong with going out of order when it comes to kriyas haTorah. Because this going out of order is only when it comes to halal. But still, the Mishnah Berurah paskens there, don't do it. You should never read psukim out of order. If you do have to go back for whatever reason, you have to go back and read the entire thing from the very beginning to the end. The only point I want to make out is different madregos, different dargos. Mizmorim, complete mizmorim, the mandrega of a mizmor that are in order, they're consecutive mizmorim. This concept we're discussing now was unique to Hallel. When it comes to Talmud Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, it's a gather of Talmud Torah, and technically speaking, there is no hakpad in Talmud Torah of going keseder. You can even go back, we took him out of order to mekayim the Talmud Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says, don't do it, because it doesn't look right, and people are going to get all confused. And yatsa schoroi behefseidoi. So that is just something off the topic from this thing over here.
What about Kriyat Shema? Can you read the paragraphs out of order?
So Kriyat Shema also is a halacha. I don't remember the halacha. We have to look it up. We have to go to Kriyat Shema. We're going backwards.
It's not consecutive.
Kriyat Shema is also right. Kriyat Shema is also Talmud Torah. So Luchorid has the same. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. If you go, if it's not right, it's not Hallel. It's Talmud Torah. I think
and
you.
Not in order. They're not
consecutive,
right.
But they are in order.
Yeah,
Shema v'Hoyim Shema are in order, but they're not consecutive parashios. So I don't remember the halacha. It's been Shulchan Aruch for sure, but it's another Indian. You're right. Let's see. Okay, b'vaday nochon l'hachmer b'zeh lachzul lugos. Okay, n'miyachzul v'ruch. So we're here in the middle of kamachmin machmin b'zeh. I'm middle of chavav, right smack in the middle. If you make a mistake and you recite one chapter in the wrong order, you have to go back and recite them again in order. Let's say you already finished the entire Hallel, and now the question will be, do you make a new bracha? If the mistake was that you recited chapters out of order, you should rely upon the lenient opinions, and you do not make another bracha. The only time you would make another bracha is only when you recite the psukim out of order. Even that, he says, and when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, sins only a minhag, so even if you say the psukim out of order, it's not so clear if you are required to make another bracha. Yeah.
In a situation where you say, where it's Katzi Hallel, sometimes you forget and you go ahead. No, the other way around. Where you think you're supposed to go ahead and really
right. and then you made a mistake. It's a day when you say you skip. Right, right. It could happen. He's saying, or Michal is saying, is that let's say it's Chol HaMoed, and you're in a frame of mind, you're brainwashed that you're going to say only Chatzi Hallel.
Right.
So then the shots, then you skip accidentally. You're not
right.
paying attention. You skip one chapter. It's only half of a chapter.
Right.
So really that's more problematic in that case because you're skipping Psukim. It's really one long chapter, and you're skipping half the chapter. You're jumping now to the second half of the chapter. And then the shots finishes off the first half of the chapter. Oh no, what did I do? So you would be tempted, I already said the second half, let me go back and say the first half. That's a very big no-no. Because if you're only going to say the first half, and then you're going to jump to the next chapter, you've read one chapter out of order, the psukim out of order. Let's review. It's a day when you say the entire halal. But in the back of your mind, you think it's Rosh Chodesh. So when it comes to that part where you skip, you skip. What are you skipping? You're skipping half of one chapter. Because the parts that you skip in halal, you don't skip complete chapters. You skip half of chapters. So let me explain. Let me open up to halal. Seder halal. Okay, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, we say... we skip on Rosh Chodesh Loilanu. Right? Loilanu. And we jump to Hashem Zicharanu. And do you realize what we're doing? Loilanu and Hashem Zicharanu is one complete chapter. It's Mizmar Kuf Tesvav. Loilanu is Aleph through Yud Aleph, the first 11 psukim. Hashem Zicharanu is Yud Beis through Chav Ches. So on a day when we say Chatzi Halal, we only recite the second half of Mizmar Kuf Tesvav. Let's say it's Chol HaMoed, and for whatever reason you think it is Rosh Chodesh. So, Chol HaMoed Pesach. So the shatz finishes off the Betzeis Yisrael, Achalamish Lamaynoi Moim, and you right away jump. Oh, Hashem Zicharanu. So you've skipped now the first 11 psukim, and you say the whole Hashem Zicharanu. You're waiting patiently, and then the shatz finishes off. Ezram umoginam hu yirei Hashem bitchu b'Hashem ezram umoginam hu. You look what? What did the shatz just do? The shatz should have finished off. Oh no, I made a mistake. I skipped the first 11. Today you say the whole halal. So what are you tempted to do now?
To go back
and to say loilanu, the selalanu, and then forget about saying Hashem Zicharanu, because I already said Hashem Zicharanu.
Right.
If you will do this, and then you will go on to Mo'ashiv, go on to the next parak, what is the result? The result is you've taken one chapter, and you've said the psukim out of order.
What happens if you did the reverse?
So if you've done the reverse, then lo yotza. I mean, then that is the most severe type of mistake you can possibly make.
So if you read the first one and then reread the second one.
So then that's what you mechoyiv to do. If once you realize you made a mistake and you have to go back to lo ilanu, you have to repeat Hashem Zicharanu. So that we have recited the entire Mizmor in order in Seder. Okay, so this is a very good example of something which is very possible to happen. It's one Mizmor. It's the worst scenario because many people don't realize that Loilanu and Hashem Zicharanu is one continuous Mizmar. Loilanu is the first 11 psukim, and then Hashem Zicharanu is the remainder of the Mizmar. And the same thing is true for Ahavti and Mo'ashev. It's also one continuous Mizmar, and the Kuf Tes Zayin, they're consecutive, and the first one is also the Ahavti is the first 11 psukim of the Mizmar.
Too much is no good either.
What do you say too much?
In other words, on a Chatzi Halal day, you said...
You're not supposed to. The day that's Chatzi Halal, you're not supposed to say the entire Halal. You should stop. You have to stop. You have to only say the second half, not the first half. Correct. Correct. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's go back to Chav Zayin. What's a person you realize you made a mistake, you skipped an entire pasuk, so you must go back to the place of the pasuk you skipped, and you have to start from there and go to the very end. You may not. Not like the example of Kriya Satori, I told the Bidiyev, you can go back, you can just say the Pasuk that you said Bidiyev and it's Yotza. But when it comes to Halal, if you skip a Pasuk, you have to go back to the Pasuk that you skipped, and from there you have to go forward. Let's say you don't know, you know for sure that you skipped the pasuk, you're not paying attention, you know for sure you made a mistake, you skipped the pasuk, you have to go back to the beginning of that mizmor, then yachsul roish ha-parsha shnofal loy hasofi, go back to the parsha from where you made the mistake. Let's see the numbers 30. Let's go very quickly. Number 30 on the left side, v'loymar sa halal bal peh. What about, are you allowed to say halal bal peh? Can you say it by heart? So it says, ikasabir halacha la'el shim shigun b'fiv dihetev psuki halal yachalor bal peh. It's like everything else. If you know it well, if you really can trust yourself that you're not going to leave out a word, then you are permitted to say halal by heart. Avum einam shugum b'fiv heitiv lo yom malpe. You should not say by heart. Kevon shiyochel lovely day toast lo yotzei chavas halal. It's critical. Halal, you have to say every single word, especially on a day when you complete ligmor es halal, when you can say the entire halal. If you're missing one word, just like when it comes to kriyas hamagillah, there's no person that everyone knows megillah. They get all worked up. You're not allowed to miss a single word of the halal. Why not? Because the Megillah is Halal, Kriyasa Zuhilula. And just like Halal, you may not miss one word, Kriyasa Megillah, you may not miss one word. So the Ikar is Halal. So certainly on a day when you say the complete Halal, you have to be very careful not to miss even one word. If you're going to recite Halal by heart, there's a possibility that you will forget one word. Maybe Kriyashma, it's a din d'oraisa, but Kriyashma you say twice a day, so maybe then you're more confident that you're not going to miss any words. But Halal, you don't say it every single day. There's more possibility you'll make a mistake, you'll miss a word. Next, umila achas shakar l'mafre. What about if you have in one pasuk itself you reverse two words? So far we've been discussing reversing chapters or reversing psukim. What about within a pasuk itself you reverse the words? Umila achas shakar l'mafre. Hadenu shehikdim likur oisa koydim amila shlofan l'le pasuk shlofanach pasuk kasev el leinin kriyashma shakol shakain shakol l'mafre. That's the worst. That is the worst of the worst. That's a cardinal sin. To reverse the words within the pasuk, three madregos, reversing parshios, really four madregos, parshios when they're not beseder, parshios when they're consecutive, reversing psukim and reversing words within the pasuk itself. Next, number 32, imdileg vimdileg milachas. Let's say you skip one word. This is an incredible chiddush. On a day when you only say chatzi halal, if you skip a word, you miss one word, it's okay. So you missed a word. You don't have to go and repeat the halal, repeat what you missed. So you missed a word. The world will continue to go on. That's only on a day when you only say chatzi halal. When dealing with because you're seeing shagiyam shein goyim sahalal ain't a tzarech lachsa. Avol biyamim shagiyim bohem sahalal because mishu rasham shetzarech lachsa lahaskel melos pasuk. So you have to go and repeat the pasuk. Next, now here's the bir halacha. Even though it's not what we've learned, we're not going to read the bir halacha. Let's read number 33. Uleinyan kriyas hamigila. With regard to Kriyas HaMegillah, Kasa L'Kamon, Shem Achrei HaBracha Hischa Likrei Me'aposik HaSheni, V'dilig Al HaPosik HaRishon, Nechshav Adavah Lehevzik, Bein HaBracha L'Eschilas HaMitzah V'Tzorach Lachs L'Varach. So what happens, this is just a Hevzik, that when it comes to the Megillah, let's say you missed the first Pasik. So when it comes to Halal, it doesn't matter. Just start again. And you don't repeat the bracha. If you realize you're saying halal, the Mishnah talks about the following scenario. You say the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMashiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah Sefer Likras HaHalal. And then you skip the first pasuk. You start from Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o. And then you go down, oh no, I left out the first pasuk. So you have to go back to the beginning. So you may be inclined to suggest, to say, that since you missed the first pasuk, then it's a hefsek. Then the bracha that you made, likoyes ha-halel, was not chal on the beginning of halel, so the bracha is no good, and you have to repeat the bracha. The answer is no, it doesn't make a difference. You made a mistake, you are required to go back to the beginning, but you do not repeat the bracha, being that you did at least recite some sukkim of halel immediately after you said the bracha. That's true when it comes to Hallel, but when it comes to Mikra Megillah, we're more Machmir. If you begin to say the Brach Asher Kedushan B'mitzvah Sfan Likra Yasa Megillah, and then Al Mikra Megillah, and you say the Shachyanu, and then you start from the second Pasuk of the Megillah, that's called a Hefsek. Because you did not, it called the Iker is the Haskalah. If you don't get off to a good start, you ruin it. Okay, let's go further. Number 34. Now he talks about the when a person makes this is a very interesting idea. This is not really the sugya here. The Mishnah Berurah just throws out in the Ber Halacha. He says that the issue of saying a bracha levatola is lo sisa shem Hashem alakecha lashav. You're saying Hashem's name in vain. So here he takes issue with that. When you make another bracha for no reason, you say halal, you make a mistake, you want to make another bracha. You're obsessed. You have this need to make the bracha again, and you make another bracha. Have you violated the prohibition of lo sisa eshem Hashem elokecha lashav, of saying Hashem's name in vain? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate, yes, you have. Here he goes and he tries to show that not everyone agrees to this, since the only reason why you're making the bracha is to give praise to Hashem. That's not necessarily a bracha levatala. It's not necessarily a violation of saying Hashem's name in vain. Let's see inside. Of Mishru Le'el, Kasav Shaldas HaRambam, Ha'isa Shaloi Sisa Bebrachos Hu Midaraisa. Saying a bracha levatala, when you do not need to do so, is an Isser de Oraisa of Lasisa Eshem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Aval, but you should be aware that not everyone agrees to Chavetz Chaim. Das Kama Rishayim Sheikar Isser Hu Rak Midrabanan. Saying a bracha levatola is not an Isser de Oraisa. Kevan Shemaskus a bracha derech Shevach VeHoida. I'm only saying the bracha. I want to give praise to Hashem. You can say the whole day Tehillim all you want. If you say Tehillim, you're not saying Hashem, Hashem's name levatol. You're saying Shach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So reciting brachos in honor of Hakadosh Baruch Hu with Baruch Atah Hashem Lokinim Melech Olam is not necessarily the Isser Deraisa of Leisisa Hashem Hashem Elokech Lashav, because your kavana is to say this bracha to give honor to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The last halacha. Okay, very quickly. Zayin, this is very interesting. We're just about finished. Mitzvahs kriyas halel mu'umad. Can you say halel sitting down?
Eidos.
Oh, very good. Zayin, chafches, mu'umad lufisha halel eidos. Because halel, when you give halel, you're saying testimony. Shivcha shlomakam v'nifloysa v'nisim shosolonu mu'mitzvahs eidos be'amida. And when you testify, the undo shnei ho'anoshim, the chen kosav behalel, it also says explicitly in halel, halelu avdei Hashem sho'im din beveis, who stand, give praise those who stand in the house of Hashem. Umiu ah, very good. Go further. So what about by the seder when you sit down? That's a leniency. Umiu b'lel pesach mitoch shechol kimoi, so you divide it into two parts, half before the shul, so the half afterwards. Shechol kimoi so shein kari noi so kulak achas loy matrichinon oy so ilam al b'chol pam. It sounds like if you want to stand, kol hakavod a new chumrah. A new chumrah. We're not matriach you to stand. The oyit shederech lele psachem hu al. But here is more conclusive. Shederech lele psachem hu derech haseba v'cheirus. It's proper to be haseba. Or mikol makom b'diavad mikar b'yushu afil b'yom shagoyim b'sahal yotze b'diavad. If a person is not able to, if he sits during halal, it's okay. As someone mentioned, a certain Rav, he would sit during halal so long, he's sad because he couldn't take the singing, took long. Let's see two numbers and we're finished. Number 35, number 36. 35, umitam ze gamlin birchas hagoymel. Very interesting, we make birchas hagoymel. Shagoymel l'chayavim toivim shagamlani kol toiv. So you make birchas hagoymel, you make it standing. Standing, So how come people don't stand for the Megillah? Right? 99% of the people in Shul, they sit during...
They're fasting,
so it's hard for them. So he leaves at Tzarchin. Why don't people stand during the laning of the Megillah? I remember once hearing about this, that there is no good answer. There really is no good answer. It's what?
There's no open nishim.
It doesn't matter. The Gemara says, "Kriyasa zuhi hilula." The reading of the Megillah is halal, and halal we have a principle: it must be done in standing. Halalu es Hashem ha'imdim. Halalu avdei Hashem sh'imdim. Beveis Hashem. Those who stand. It's edus. Every time he's saying halal, he's giving edus. It's a pasuk. You should stand. So the Megillah, the minhag ha'olam is to sit. And it's not clear why. So one answer, Mr. Bloom said, is because at night it's hard. People are fasting. By day, it's very long. It's very long. But why not for the entire halal? Maybe because since every single word counts, you have to concentrate. It's much too hard to concentrate when you're standing. Okay, in a chanami, but the minig hanach lahem li Yisrael, and einam neviim b'nei neviim. The minig is to sit. Why? It's not clear, being that the Megillah is halal, and halal we have a principle that must be done by Amida, Birchas HaGoymel, halal, so why should Kriyas HaMegillah be different? But it is. Don't change. What?
The bracha
you stand, and then everyone sits down. That's exactly what it is. And he does not have an answer. Let's go further. 36. Let's say it's a regular halal. It's hard for you. It's hard for you to stand. So there are different madregos. When it comes to Shemona Esrei, let's say it's hard for me. I just don't feel well. Are you mechuyev to exert yourself? Of course, it's bikuach nefesh, and you're going to get sick. We're not discussing those situations. That's a davar pasha. You sit for Shmona Esrei. We're talking about where you can do it, but it's a tircha. I'm not 100% up to it. It's somewhere in the middle. So here we differentiate between Shmona Esrei and Halal. Shmona Esrei. If you can, you should go the extra mile and stand. Halal, you don't. You don't have to stand. Why? Because Shmon Esrei is Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. You're standing in the presence of the king. That requires you to go the extra mile and stand. Halal, this is not smachta. We have a pasuk. It's edus. You should stand, but there are limits. And if it's difficult, you're not mechuyev to go the extra mile. You are allowed to sit during halal, and you fully fulfill your obligation. Come stop here.